Blog Talk Radio.
I've been hitting the sauce. I've never been the same.
I'm sad to see that.
It made me crack a smile. It's been a long time since I played Skyrim.
I was not going to complain, and then I realized that they were talking about that stupid-ass arrow to the knee thing. Like, I didn't realize that before, and then that's just dumb. Anyway.
Oh, man! This week
almost my mother's birthday. Well, shit. All right, it's October 11th, 2012. Did I say October?
Yes, you did.
I'm a little confuzzled today. It is October 11th, 2012. It is Thursday, I think. It is Thursday, right?
It is indeed Thursday.
My work schedule, because I work all weekend, so I'm so confused. By the end of it, I just don't know what to do. Okay, it's Thursday. That means it's time for our really awesome Raw and Ready show. I'm Snow White, and we also have Corey up in the hizzle.
And we are the dwarves.
Yes. We also have Mask Blaster.
Oh, I'm a dork, and I'm a dork for my opening. Good.
You are a dork.
Dorky dwarf.
Yes, you're the dorky dwarf. And we have this Master Blaster, the dorky dwarf.
Yes, and I'm powering the show up. So everybody stand by. Here we go.
Oh, good God. Wait a minute. What is that from? You made my head hurt. Oh, my God.
What is that from?
Oh,
I know
God.
That.
Come on. Look a bit. Don't do it. Tell me what it is. Don't do that to me.
It's the original PlayStation startup.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
I was like, oh, God, my head hurts.
I knew that. I knew. I was like, I know that sound.
I know that noise. Please tell me.
I am familiar with that noise.
I know. I knew everybody would be. So show is fully powered up now.
Too bad PlayStation's not. But hey.
Right?
Hey.
Whatever happened? That was like back in the day when PlayStation ruled the world. It's weird.
We're going to be talking about them in detail here shortly. If we ever let Snow finish her intro, because we keep interrupting her.
Yeah, you know what? By now, I just kind of roll with it, because I'm like, I'll finish in a little bit. It'll be
That's
all right.
What she said.
Okay, we actually have a chat room open. We have a chat room open. You can come and chat with us, because, you know, we do all the fun stuff in there. And on Tuesdays, that's where all the really fun stuff happens. But it's not Tuesday, it's Thursday. I'm still kind of confused.
It don't really matter to me. It's all
Wait, so fun stuff doesn't happen on this night? It only happens on Tuesdays?
Right. Mm-hmm. You missed the fun stuff. Let me give you the call and number if you want to call in and chat with us. Get a pen and paper handy, boys and girls. You got it? How about now? Now? You got it now? All right, good. It's 347-215-7977. Let me say it for you again, because I'm so perky today. 347-215-7977. I have a bit of a cold, so if my voice breaks up and I cough, just kind of roll with it.
Stand close to her, kiss her on the mouth.
Yes, because that will take my cold and give it to you, and then I can work tomorrow without breaking up on customers. Awesome.
You breaking up with the customers or on them?
Both.
Are you broken into little pieces is what we're curious about.
The one guy who tried to argue with me, he was asking what his password was, and he says, I just need a hint. Is it verbal or is it numeric? No, he said, is it verbal? And I went, is it what? He said, is it verbal? I said, do you mean is it a word or a number? He said, obviously, if I was asking about a number, I'd have said numeric.
Then you said, do you know? The crackheads should not have computers.
I wouldn't tell him his password.
do know this, right? Crackheads are not allowed to have computers.
Okay, they, then let me ask you guys. Whenever someone says something is verbal, what do you think it is?
They're speaking it.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, numbers can be verbal. It's
oh, wait.
The number.
I can go you better than that one as far as stupid tech questions. This lady tried to argue with me, and I said, I see that you have high-speed internet. I do not. I have Wi-Fi.
Well, she... I can't even defend. There's like no defense. I tried to like jump to her defense, random lady.
You
but
can't. Don't.
I can't help you. There's nothing there.
I like it when I say, "Can you give me your DSL phone number?" I don't have a phone.
Wait,
ma'am. You may not have a physical phone in the house, but you do actually have a phone number coming to your house because that's how DSL works. No, I don't. I don't have a phone. All right.
That,
I don't know
that one
what
I give them.
About this.
That one I'll give them. But the Wi-Fi thing threw me
yeah.
for a minute. I almost went. Oh, girl, look, yes, you do. You have to argue with me because apparently you don't know. No, we're not going to have this. We're not going to talk. I'm going to fix this, and then we're going to go.
I always snicker at the ones that like to argue. I just kind of, whatever.
She started off arguing. That's what got me. It was, no, I don't. I have Wi-Fi. She was all indignant about it. Yeah, that was funny. Lovely.
Looking at something, if you know so much, fix it your damn self.
Here, let me just hand you the keyboard. Just do it.
Have a good time. I'll be over taking my damn break. Shit.
Hello there, guest 9246. That might be one of you. No, that's not one of us. Hello there, guest 9246. Log in.
We have a guest.
We have a guest in our chat.
It's actually log in to the what's it called? Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Chat with us in the chat room, and you know we'll respond because we're dorks like that.
Right. We can multitask.
Yeah. Although I probably can't tonight. I don't know why.
We're like at least Pentium D processors.
Damn. You know, you are on point.
On my head.
He is on point tonight. He came with the PlayStation thing. He's calling us processors.
Right.
But I don't want to be a Pentium D. I want to be a quad core.
Right, right.
Yeah, boy. Dual core. I may not be a quad core, but I'm a dual core.
Wow.
Well, we're like down to three cores tonight. They're missing one of our cores.
Oh yeah, our Ginger is sick. She got a fever.
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 In the morning.
There you go.
See how we roll. Something is wrong with us. Okay, you know what? I gotta get this.
I am so impressed that you got that.
Who, me?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that is one of my favorite songs by anybody who sings.
I forgot how well we vibe.
By anyone who may, I even like the Beyoncé version.
Right? Have
you already started talking about vibes already? It's only 7 minutes in the show.
Vibes? We don't have the penis caller on the show, so we have to mention vibrators.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear this story. Is it a penis caller recently?
Yeah, that is Ginger's thing. She yells out penis every morning during the show, and they started doing this when I was out 1 week, her and Snow.
I didn't do it, man. It's all Ginger.
No, I call into the show, and I'm listening, and I hear penis, and I was like, what the hell? I almost wrecked my car. I was like, oh, my God. I left these two alone, and this is what they do.
Unsupervised
during the day.
So, well, you know what? People liked it. They thought it was funny.
They do. She does it every morning now. They're like, when's Ginger going to say penis?
It's not a bad word. I mean, you can totally like pass it off as being a daytime word. They say it on NBC News sometimes. They say penis.
Penis on NBC News.
Oh, yeah, occasionally they do.
I was about to say aside from what's his face, but I forgot he's not on he's not on NBC anymore.
Richard, what's his name? Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to say Anderson Cooper.
You know what? He's so hot.
Yeah, he don't play for our team. He likes.
I know that, but he's still hot. Damn.
He likes Blaster. I was very hurt by that. He could have told me that from the get go before I was in love with him. You should have just said that
before I invested all this mental, emotional investment in him.
Because not only is he fine as hell, but he is super smart and he has a dry sense of humor. Mm.
And his silky white hair.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Blaster.
No, I have a question for you. I'm curious about this. Like, why is his hair white? It always bugs me. Like,
he went gray. He said at a young age they showed pictures of him as a in his early 20s, and he was just going gray. Some people that just happens to.
Genetic,
honey. He gets scared one day and like.
No, it's called genetics. Jeez Louise.
He's like, ooh, naked girl's body. Oh.
You know what you just made me think about? Easy A. Have you both seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. There's the part where Emma Stone's character says, what is it with you gays and women's vaginas? What do you think we have down there, a gnome? I love that part of the movie.
No, I want to see that again.
What are you afraid of?
I don't get it.
Well, they're always afraid. Like, girls.
I don't know why. You know
what? Either.
Vaginas are not that bad. God.
Well, I guess it bothers them somewhere. I don't know.
I guess.
Although the gay men do seem to like other women's body parts, Snow's breast and my ass. I don't know what that is.
Why? I don't understand that either. They're like, oh my God, you have fabulous tits.
We cross all kind of sexual lines with the booty and the
They're
breast.
Like, can I touch your tits? They are fabulous.
I get smacked. It's confusing. Hey.
You just stumble upon my persona on Saturday nights. I go out to the bars and pretend.
You go out to the bars and pretend to be gay? So you can have women's boobs?
That's right. That's right.
Lord have mercy.
It works.
I like taking a straight guy to gay bars and watch them squirm. Is that bad of me? I'm just wondering.
I'll tell you what's bad of us is that this show is about gaming, and we're talking about Anderson Cooper.
Ah.
Oh.
That's what this is about. I need to get Blaster aggravated, because, you know, we don't get him aggravated very often.
Ah.
Usually it's me or Ginger, but
yes,
hey.
I've been saving this one for him all week. Kevin Butler.
Ah! I know where you're going with this, but continue for the rest of the listeners.
Those of you who do not listen to our morning show, you suck.
No.
You suck. But I'll tell you, apparently Sony filed a lawsuit against the actor Jerry Lambert, also known as Kevin Butler.
His real name only, Kevin Butler. His name, that
his name
other
is
name.
Jerry Lambert. He'll
not his name. It's not his name.
His name
okay,
should
why?
Be.
Okay, why? Why?
Okay, they filed a lawsuit because he was in a Bridgestone commercial and he was promoting the Nintendo Wii.
Oh,
he was not promoting the Nintendo.
No, he wasn't. Now, I think he was standing near somebody. I don't really know what went down. I haven't seen the commercial. I'm just telling you honestly.
There's a picture of him with one of those steering wheels, like the Wii remote steering wheel things. He's got it in his hand. You can't see what he's playing. He just has that thing in his hand, and he's like turning it back and forth, left and right.
Well,
and so they think, you know what? That is lame.
It's lame. But Sony is alleging a breach of contract. And Bridgestone is like, oh, come on. It's not even he's not even being Kevin Butler in the ad.
And he's being random engineer number 7.
Yes. So, Blaster,
boy can't even make a paycheck? What the
and
hell?
He can't even get paid. And he hasn't even been in any commercials recently.
Here's a question I would have. Are they continuing to pay him? Because if what they're going to try to say is that he cannot make any more commercials because he is now a symbol of their company, right? Then I think his compensation should reflect that. Like there should be annual compensation.
I agree. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you are going to try to lock someone down like that into a contract and say they can't do anything else to earn a paycheck, then you best be paying them some really damn good money.
Yes, and I have a feeling that's not the case in this situation.
Obviously not, because if he did, then he wouldn't have any need to be in another commercial, because he doesn't really strike me as the type of guy that needs to be famous.
Right. When's the last time you've seen a Kevin, quote-unquote, Kevin Butler commercial?
I haven't seen him in a commercial, but I saw him in that Cameron Diaz Bad Teacher movie. He's one of the fathers where he's flirting with her.
Really?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
I got to see that
awesome.
Movie now. That movie
Y'all know I'm the queen of movie trivia. Just pick a movie and ask me something about
Did he say something dirty to her?
Yes, he did.
Awesome.
It was not completely dirty. It was an innuendo. He said, since you're such a wonderful teacher and have a banging hot body, and then he hands her this wad of money, I wonder if you could personally tutor our child. And here's some cash for some extra anything you might need. Call me.
I think I might say yes to that just because it's him.
That's my gold-plated DVI port straight in.
I'd say yes just because it's him.
Now, see, you just hit on a key point that we were mentioning this morning and a couple of other analysts have mentioned. The fact that he is so much the face of Sony, was it smart of them to make a public guffaw about this with him?
No.
Well, I mean, I have a feeling that the Kevin Butler days are probably over now anyway.
They may be, but I'm thinking if Nintendo's smart, snatch him up.
Right? Now that he is no longer entitled to staying loyal to Sony, another game company should snatch him up real quick, offer him a good bunch of money, and then go ahead and make commercials kind of tongue-in-cheek against Sony.
Yes. I didn't say this morning, but I just said, now this is what they should do. Nintendo, you should hire him. You should have him meet up with those two Asian guys that did the We Would Like to Play with You, and they should be teaching him what he needs to know to come to America and get the American people playing the Wii. You act like that wouldn't work. You already love him. They'd be like, yes.
Yeah, I have a feeling, though, Mr. Kevin Butler, whatever his real name is, I cannot remember it, because I choose to not believe that that
you
is his actual name.
You have to give him his real name, because he is not in the wrong here. He was just making the money.
I know, but I fall in love with his persona. I want to keep the fantasy alive.
Well, honestly, I think it's just really, really lame. It's another case of big business trying to keep he's not really a little person, but compared to Sony, he's a little person, trying to keep all the littler people on lockdown, and they're just trying to keep a monopoly on things. And if you're not going to pay someone good money, if you're not going to keep them on a regular paycheck, on your regular payroll, then you have no say in them earning money for their lifestyle.
I think Mr. Lambert's done probably anyways. And if I was him, I would stay far away from, companies and becoming icons for them again.
No, he shouldn't. No, because that's part of being an actor.
I would get tired of playing Kevin Butler for like 4 or 5 years.
Honey, if it was a paycheck in it, I'd be Kevin Butler for the next 30 years. Every time you call me, I'd be like, where am I supposed to be?
Like, what suit you want me in today? Okay.
Look, you have to do it like the Seth does. The Seth gets on camera, he smiles. Oh, I love G4. It's fantastic. I hate these motherfuckers when they turn the camera off. I can't stand these bitches. And that's what he was doing. I hate them. So, but he still collected his paycheck as long as he had a mic in his hand and he was in front of the camera. He was in love with the G4. They were the best company ever. Oh, I love X-Play. So, yeah, I would be 50 years. I'd be Kevin Butler over and over.
Speaking of Sessler, I haven't really heard much from him anyways in the video game realm either.
He retired from G4.
Yeah, he retired. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm pretty sure Kevin Butler is going to retire from working with the gaming industry.
Well, no, this is the only job.
You pay me enough money, and I will do almost anything.
Yeah.
You can take that however you want.
There are rules now. There are rules in place.
Yes,
there are
rules. That's why I said almost anything.
The key to the vault apparently is green.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. We concur. We both concur on that fact.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of money and people getting sued, did you hear about the League of Legends tournament?
No. Oh, wait a minute. I heard something. We talked about some rumblings. I can't remember what, but please do share.
Well, you did hear recently that the League of Legends tournament was moved, or the World Playoffs were moved, right? And then there was also accusations, or was that, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if it was League of Legends or DOA now that I think about it. But anyways, there was a World Playoffs that happened, and there was allegations that emerged that one of the teams had actually cheated.
Do tell. I remember about that. I remember.
Yeah, by using the venue's monitors, they're there to show the game to the large crowd to check in on the activity of their rival players. After investigation by developers Riot Games, a number of contestants were found to have engaged in unsportsmanlike conduct, in quotation marks, and were issued strict warnings against future violations. This is mainly due to the fact that while they were caught looking at the screens, they hadn't actually gotten a competitive advantage from doing so. One player in particular, though, Wong from Azuba Frost, was after review found to have gained a clear advantage in his team's quarterfinal by looking at the big screens. Riot also found that Wong's teammates modified their gameplays, in quotation marks, based upon the information he gained by looking at the screen. As a result, the team has been fined $30,000.
Damn.
So,
Yeah, now see, here's the thing.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, wow. Can someone explain to me, okay, I didn't pay any attention to this particular tournament because I'm just not interested in tournaments. I've never been interested in competitive gaming at all. So someone explain to me what's so wrong about looking at the big screen.
Well, apparently they were able, while looking at the big screen happened to be showing an opponent's screen, and so they were able to see on the map where they were.
Oh, so basically they cheated. Okay.
Yeah, so they could see through the fog of war and see on the map where they were.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, now see, here's where that's all stupid. Okay, this was Twitch that did this, right? This was a Twitch event. And I love Twitch, but you guys with the big screen, you shouldn't have had it up.
No, you really shouldn't have. That was really fucking stupid.
You should have put them in a room where they were isolated from the crowd. We can hear them cheering, yay, but they should not be able to turn around and see the screen because I got to tell you, the one time I did play in a tournament was a – when they did the MTV Gamers Week thing, and somebody didn't want to play, so they stuck me in there. Not that I knew what I was doing, but yeah, I was all over everybody's screen. I wasn't doing any gamer etiquette until somebody said, "Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that." Oh hell, I don't give a fuck. What? You shouldn't have put them over here. You didn't want me to see.
Exactly.
Didn't put me in a booth by myself, so I'm not going to blame him. If you give people the opportunity to cheat, sometimes they will, even unknowingly, like I was doing. I wasn't even realizing I was cheating, but it's stupid. Why do you have – I think they did that at RTX. They had some kind of tournament going on, and they had a giant TV out in front. And the players are sitting right below the screen. They can look right up and see what's going on, which is idiocy in a tournament. It doesn't make sense. I shouldn't be able to see anybody's screen but my own. Put me in a booth, like a voting booth, and let me play.
Yes.
And a headset on so I can talk to my team just like
you
I would if I was
have,
at home.
You can even have, like, a camera in the booth just to ensure that no cheating is going on. It's fine. I don't care. But you still need, or better yet, if you really want to make sure, like Corey just said, have them separated. Have all the gamers in one room, all the tournament gamers in one room. Have the crowd in the other room.
They're not necessary for us to be nearby them. It really is not.
You can actually display what they're doing, what they're playing on another screen. They don't have to be right there. It's not necessary.
Why put the temptation?
Showing the big screen was just stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Why put the temptation out there?
Exactly.
I mean, and here's the thing. I was reading the play-by-play, I actually posted in the chat rooms. By the way, if you're listening to us, you're not listening to us live, and you're not logged in the chat, you're missing out on all this cool stuff. But I basically posted the thread from the League of Legends board basically describing a play-by-play of how the cheating was kind of – how the cheating basically went down. And apparently before the tournament started, the judges had told both teams to not turn around. They were to look forward at all times. They had warned them like 3 or 4 times about that, right?
And apparently
what happened was right at a moment the crowd kind of cheered real loud, and he kind of looked over to his right and saw the monitor when he did that. And then he saw one of the – there was basically they knew where 3 of the 4 players in the other team were at the time. So by seeing the monitor, he was able to look at and see where the fourth one was, and then they modified their gameplay based upon that information right after that. So it could have been an inadvertent, hey, the crowd cheered. What are they cheering at? You know, like you have that reaction.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
It's human nature.
Right. So anyways, it's interesting to note that the fine was actually 20% of the current tournament winnings. Also that the $30,000 will be going to a charity program in Korea that they get fined for. So that at least some good comes out of this, but it is kind of stupid that they would put the temptation or even the possibility that they could cheat right there in front of them. It's just poor
design.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully this will change some things in the future, but probably not.
I mean, seriously, okay. Now, you have to look forward at all times. It doesn't matter what goes on behind you. You can't look back, even if the crowd is cheering. It is human nature. When you hear something loud behind you, some crowd cheering, it's human nature to be like, what the hell is going on? And turn around and look.
Look.
It is human nature.
Oh,
that's my excuse all the time when I'm walking down the street.
That's what Madonna says, and they should have came out, and I'm not sorry.
Right?
I reached way back and grabbed that one, right?
You did. That was a good song, though. I'm going to have to listen to it after the show.
I watched it the other day on video. I don't know what possessed me. Ooh, okay.
I like that outfit she's wearing, though.
I'm going to be quiet.
I could do without the cornrows, but I like the outfit.
I'm going to reserve comment.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
did you guys see the custom-made Mass Effect armor?
No,
I did not. But
so, okay. Oh, do you want to hear about it? Or
I guess we want to hear about it.
Well, you don't have.
I suppose.
Well, you know how big cosplay's gotten recently, right? I mean, all of the video games.
Why are you spelling zombie wrong in the chat room?
I'm spelling it wrong on purpose. Only good zombie's a dead zombie. See how I said that?
Okay. I see what it is now.
So there's a lot of cosplayers out there, right? I mean, every major gaming convention's got them, right? So most of us, like me, I mean, I'm all thumbs when it comes to stuff like that, right? Like, I could not make a costume to save my life, nor would I really, I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy who runs around in a costume. It's just not my thing. But if you are that kind of person, and you're like me, and you're all thumbs when it comes to that, there is a website, bioweapons.com. They're offering a full set of NC armor, and it looks pretty badass. They will run you anywhere between $1,250 to $1,350.
God.
Good God.
I
mean,
I'm sorry. Hell no.
I mean, I'm gonna post a picture a link in the chat to their website. But I mean, look good. But I mean, who's gonna have over $1,000 sitting around their house to spend on cosplay?
I mean, no, that does look good. I'll give you that. It does look good. But I'll be damned if I'm gonna spend that much money on anything. You best believe there's gonna be some nice designer shoes up in there. There's gonna be some nice clothes. Mm-mm.
Work.
Not for something I'm only going to be able to wear in, like, one situation.
Well, I mean,
there's other situations to wear it in.
I mean, if you want to be all like that, but I ain't like that. For me, there's only one situation.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, that's a lie.
No, that is one thing that I can say. I'm not going to dress up in any gaming armor to do that.
I will.
That's no fun.
Look, I will. Anyway.
I won't. Sorry, I'm just not like that. That's just not one of my kinks. We have found something that Snow White does not like.
Baby, what you want me to wear? You want me to wear this Mario mask? Okay.
It'll only be on for a few minutes.
It's all right, babe.
I'm ripping that off.
I'll be like, no.
That is why you are not touching me. That's exactly why. You don't understand. Break up with you. You say no. We are over. We are over, Snow. We're over. Get your hand off my thigh. It's over.
What about your boobs?
I said, get your hands off me.
Yeah, I can just think about porn, like when we're wearing the Mario mask, and then all of a sudden it goes da na 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 na.
This is in another castle.
No. Missy Princess, be no here.
That's like that sound when he goes down the pipe.
Princess is not here.
Princess is not here.
Try another castle.
Another castle. Okay.
All right, we're going off tangents now.
We're off tangents.
This show's like a scientific calculator, always going off on tangents.
Or every time you get an erection, the one up sound happens.
Oh my god!
What's the sound when he gets killed? It's like.
Wait a minute.
Right at the end.
That's prematurely ejaculated.
All right.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Pull yourselves together.
Okay. And why I grabbed my boobs when he said that. Okay. So anyway. All right. You're not in the chat room. You're about to miss out on a cool, cool thing we were talking about on the news earlier in the week. Microsoft is coming out with something cool. I want to know why they didn't do this instead of or with Kinect, because this would have been badass. This would have sold like a ton more Xboxes, especially if they had it for two hands. They have invented. Shut up, you. This is called, I forgot what it's called, something wrist mounted digit.
It's called a wrist worn gloveless sensor, and it's freehand 3D interaction.
It's a little too big right now to do certain things. You might hurt yourself. But,
woo. Wow. I bet it is freehand, isn't it?
That has got some potential for abuse.
Oh, yes.
Right? I was just thinking that.
I know.
You add some other kind of sense.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Hey.
I like freehand, you know.
Okay.
So tell me what it does. What does it do? What it do?
Okay, basically right now as it picks, you know, it can see your hand in its entirety. Your every finger. If you bend it, if you make a fist, if you turn it in the 3D space, and right now it's a little too big. It's the size of a watch.
Yeah.
And it says it's supposed to be able to interact spontaneously with other electric devices with simple gestures.
You know, this reminds me of? It reminds me of the PlayStation 1 for the iToy. The PlayStation Move. Sorry, I keep calling it iToy, but it's the Move.
I'm thinking Nintendo Power Glove, personally.
Well, yeah, sure. There's
yeah,
that.
I am too.
But I think the purpose was to get the one-to-one movement. Like
yes, because the Kinect can't do that. That's why, even though a lot of people bought Kinect, this is why the Wii sensor bar still was kicking its ass, because the Wii could still see more bones in the body. Even
yep.
it being older than the Kinect, what I'm saying is Microsoft should have come out with this along with the Kinect, and this would have been so much more awesome. Think about, I mentioned this during the news, think about being able to play Fable and actually go over and pick up and touch things, and you could walk around your room.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome. And then
yeah.
you could, like, hold the hand of your spouse and drag him to the woods to kill him. That's awesome.
Yeah, yes, because that's what we do.
That is what we do. That's what I did. I don't know about y'all.
Bitch, why you keep asking where we're going to live? I thought you don't live anywhere. Sam, okay, anyway.
What? My house ain't good enough for you? What? You want? Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Hey, they do complain. See, bless
you. They do.
You two can have a good show now. I'm a little frustrated.
Dude, those fuckers complain. I hate when my
they
husband goes running up
all the time.
I would like a bigger house, love. How about I stab you in your eye? How about that?
That'll quiet him up.
Or they say something like, well, I guess this house is good enough, so it would be nice to have better decorations. Bitch! I don't see you earning no gold.
That's why that one girl that I married, that's exactly why she died, because she was talking shit. I'm tired of walking. The bandits jumped out. I said, run, bitch, run! She didn't run. Cut her, go ahead. She shouldn't have been talking. I'm tired of walking. I'm trying to take you to a nice house where you can live and be happy. Headless bitch. Anyway, you know the one I'm talking about, the one that was a zombie or whatever the hell she was,
yes,
Frankenstein.
Yes.
I only married her for her castle. But anyway.
I know. That was a nice castle, wasn't it?
It was a nice castle.
Marry her, kill her off, your castle's yours.
I wasn't going to kill her. I was going to take her to live in that
I did.
That one town with the wheel, the water wheel thing. I thought it was nice.
Oh, that was like the nicest place ever, except for the castle, of course.
Yeah, and I was going to bring my other husband to the castle because, you know, he was highfalutin. He was a prince or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
So I was going to bring him to the castle to live, and she was talking shit, and she just got jumped. I didn't try to save her. Anyway. So anyway.
Back to the show.
But back to what I was talking about. Okay, so this particular little glove released with Kinect, just I'm thinking of every game I would have just enjoyed playing. Dance Central, because, you know, Dance Central was okay, but the Kinect parts were terrible. So I'm doing the dances, and what was pissing me off is I was around when some of these dances were invented, so I know I'm fucking doing it right. Why is the Kinect arguing with me?
Hey, Macarena.
No, not
the fucking Macarena, no.
I'm just saying, I know I'm doing it right. I know.
Like, bitch, do you doubt my skills?
I was doing this in the club. What do you mean it's wrong? I'm not pointing right. So with this, it would have been much better. That whole Star Wars game, epic with this.
Oh,
then
God.
You do the hokey pokey, bitch. I know what I'm doing.
What's wrong with you?
Is that the extent of your dancing, the hokey pokey?
And the Macarena. Oh, and I do. I know the lawnmower.
Blaster. That's why Blaster's the bouncer at the club. He
that's why he's just gonna stand there. We'll dance around him.
That's right. So that's what the cool guys do. They stand there with their arms folded, and everybody dances around.
Oh, you forgot you have to do the spanking motion when we bend over.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what makes you really cool.
Except,
what's even cooler,
you know,
if you turn the girl to your right and say, "Give her a spanking."
Yeah. That does make you cool. You didn't know.
I knew that.
You knew that.
I told you that.
But see, you know, you could always spank us for real. I mean,
that's even better.
Yeah, but then I put you out of a job. I don't want to do that.
Why we gotta be out of a job?
Why we gotta be out of a job?
You gotta explain
Never
that.
Mind.
One.
Never mind. I ain't explaining nothing to you.
I think he underestimates us, Corey.
Mm-hmm, he did.
That's
all right. It's all right. I know where he lives.
Anyway.
So what do you two think? Were there any games on Xbox that you think would have just been awesome with this? Left 4 Dead?
I never played
this. That's what it would be.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think, well, I don't really play console games that much, to be honest.
You play a little Fable. I've seen you every now and again.
I do play Fable. I'll admit that. And there's also, if there was a game like Harvest Moon on there, I think that would be kind of fun.
Oh, God, I would be so tired.
I'd be like walking around, like having to like actually hoe the ground to get your ground tilled, and man, that'd be awesome though.
Yes, see, this is my farming buddy right here. This is my fishing buddy. This is my farming buddy over here.
Dude, that would be awesome. You know what? I want to play it again. Damn it, I'm gonna have to find it.
Lose some skills that sadly will never get to Zen Master level for me. I do not like fishing, and I do not like farming.
Dude, I am almost a Zen Master cook and a Zen Master fisherman.
I am a Zen Master Leatherworker and Skinner. That's it. Oh, and
but see, imagine if you had this. Imagine now, Blast. Let me put this in a context for you. You're a Zen Master Skinner. Imagine if you had this glove and you actually had to do the motions of skinning and pulling, you know, ripping stuff apart. It had a sound with it when you were pulling the skin off of the animal. You would love it.
As long as I have a computer next to me while I'm doing it, make it a lot easier.
Yes. You can look at it while you rip the skin off, and then you got to
be fun. I think it'd be fun too to be like, I do inscription and herbalism, so I think it'd be fun to like pick the herbs, and you have to grind the herbs together, and then you have to make the ink, and then you have to like write out the glyphs. Oh my God, that'd be fun.
See, and now you have hit upon why so many people love their Wiis, because you can do this, but you still have to hold the Wiimote in your hand. So this, you don't have to hold anything in your hand, and you can actually do the motions with your fingers.
If you can't hold the Wii in your hand, where's the fun in that? Sorry, it still has to be said. That is the stupidest name for a console ever. I'm just saying.
I'm going to look over here.
I'm not talking about holding your Wii, okay?
I can't. It's not happening.
We're not talking about your Wii.
Everything's about my Wii.
I'm mad because you said wee-wee. Why would you say wee-wee?
Because it's funny.
Yes.
That's what my nephew says. He says, my wee-wee hurts. Why does your wee-wee
hurt? You know what? They're always squeezing it when they say that. You know why it's hurting? Stop squeezing it, boy.
My wee-wee hurts. Oh, my God. Please stop that. We're in public.
It hurts because you squeeze it. Stop it.
It hurts when I do this. Then don't do that. kids.
I'm sorry.
You all right? You all right there?
I don't know. I never played the Kinect, so I don't really know. I can't think of any games that I think would be cool with it, because I never bought the Kinect, never bought the Move. I was done with my consoles back when those two came out, pretty much. I'm exclusively a PC person.
Okay, do you like the Star Wars genre at all? The movies?
No, not really. And I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Star Wars Kinect. I was not interested in that at all.
Well, no, not the Star Wars Kinect. I was saying, are you a fan of the movies? You know, if you could have a lightsaber, would you love to fight with it? Would that be something you'd enjoy? Because
No. I'm more of a Battlestar Galactica fan.
A what?
Oh, my.
Battlestar Galactica fan.
A what?
Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, so there's another application. You would if they put you in a, you know, you had a ship on the screen, you could actually reach out and move and turn the controls and turn the ship with just your hands, not the controller, but, you know, you could do it with your hands. And it was responsive to your body movements, not your fingers just sitting there moving. But, you know, if you leaned, it leans with you.
They're already doing that with the, Steel Battalion, the new Steel Battalion game coming out for the Kinect. And from what I've heard about it, it is really, the implementation is really crappy.
Yes, that's why, because the very thing I'm saying, the Kinect cannot see as many bones as this thing can.
Yep.
Yeah, but you can't see the controls either though. It's like they're
not the controls. I'm saying the way the Kinect works and the Wii sensor bar works is it has to be able to see you. So how it breaks you down in your when it sees you is how many bones in your body is supposed to be able to see where your joints break and move, and the Wii sensor bar can see way more than the Kinect. But this particular thing here is probably on par with the Wii Bar, maybe a little better. So I was wondering why they didn't put it out along with the Kinect. Would have made it super badass. They would have kicked.
Waiting for the day when they can make something like a full body sensor, like 3D full body sensor system that you can set up. Maybe not even have anything attached to you, but just have cameras that track your movement and that can read your bone structure and know what you're doing. And I think that, when that starts getting implemented and starts being at a price, because I know they have it for like movie sets and stuff like that, but if it starts becoming, you know, more easily accessible to just the average person and they can start having it in their house, that is when gaming is really going to start getting fun. And honestly, if I had that, man, I would drop like 45 pounds before I even freaking knew it.
I probably would play a lot more first-person shooters when they did that, especially if it was one that I could feel a little impact, you know, if somebody was shooting me from behind or shooting me or hitting, you know.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I would play first-person shooters all the time because
– I would do the games. Like, I would still do the RPGs where I'd be having, like, hold my sword and I'm peeking around corners and shit and stuff jumping out at me, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
see, people, this is what we want. We want the full experience. I need the headphones on, And I need people to walk up behind you and just bang you in the head with the butt of my gun. Well, maybe not the head, but the back, just bam.
Not so it hurts, of course, but just so we know that it happened. There shouldn't be any pain involved, at least not.
I think a little feedback. You know, this not much more than what your controller does when, you know, when you're hit or something.
Yeah. That's fine. But not like actual, oh my God.
No, we don't want to hurt folks.
I don't know. Call me old fashioned, but I'd rather spend $150 on a controller that I only use for one game.
Really?
I did that. I still got my Steel Battalion controller from my old Xbox.
What's wrong with you?
42 buttons of pleasure.
Did you just go beep beep beep? Yes, he did.
That's 42 buttons of pleasure.
I'm just saying.
We don't know what we're gonna do with him.
All the buttons lit up. They made that beep 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 sound.
You know
it was
what?
Awesome.
Stop doing that. Stop it.
Pew 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 pew. Okay, I actually ran across this article. It was actually kind of interesting, talking about 15 good reasons to hate modern gaming.
Oh.
Let me run through them real fast. Pre-order incentives.
See, I hate that.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
How about day one patches? I hate that.
I do.
Don't make me download freaking 3 hours worth of shit day one. Come on now.
How about this? QA your damn shit before
right?
you put it out.
Then achievements and trophies. Now, I understand if you get an achievement for something that you actually worked for, but like in WoW, you get an achievement for hitting level 10. It's not like you did anything unusual. You just hit level 10.
You get an achievement for doing 100 quests. Guess what the game is?
I don't give a fuck about an achievement in the first place.
Guess
how about
the main thing in the game is quests.
Exactly. I mean, you're getting achievements for shit you're already doing. That's just not cool. Achievements should be stuff for stuff. I said that backwards. Should be for stuff that's, you know,
you put effort into. You had to go out of your way to do.
Now, this one I don't agree with. Online gaming. I don't really agree with that. Although, I will agree with one point they made in here about how the community of online games has gone downhill big time.
Well, that's the company's fault. I said that last week.
What do they mean by that?
Basically online gaming has created a bunch of douchebags. The community itself is basically with the IQ of a 12-year-old boy.
I would say that communities are policing themselves, right? So it depends on what community you get involved in, right? Like I pay $5 a month, would you believe, to play a free game on a server because that community has really good mods and they don't deal with 5-year-old boys very well. They kick
That's
you
awesome.
Out and they ban you.
The next reason was bland military first-person shooters. There are so many military first-person shooters out there now. It's like one comes out and you can't even tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I like them, but I don't disagree. I don't agree with that one, but okay.
This one Blaster is totally not going to agree with. Digital distribution.
Oh, I love digital distribution.
I knew you did. I personally don't. And the reason I don't is I like to have the hard copy of the game. I don't know why. Call me old-fashioned. I just like it.
I'm on the fence. I both love and hate it. I hate it because there is no incentive to do digital distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be just and I know Blaster's going to say, well, Steam lowers the price, but I'm looking at more of no matter where I buy it from, if I decide to buy my Sims from Steam or EA, it should be less than me buying it in the store.
Exactly.
It
should be. It's not always on Steam.
Not on launch.
That is my point. On launch day, if you have given me all this, the biggest incentive, and also we're trying to be green. If you're trying to be green, that means you don't want me to go out and drive and spend gas and put more mm-hmm. carbon monoxide in the atmosphere.
Plus, you're saving money on packaging. So why are you not sending that savings to me?
Yes. Yeah. Why are you not passing along? Why am I still
don't
paying $60?
With that. I don't disagree with launch day one, but I will say this though that they go on sale hell of a lot quicker online than they do in the retail stores, and that's what I like about it.
They do. Yes, but still, it's
day
not
one. I should be.
Exactly.
That should be the incentive I have for buying from you.
You'll have no disagreement from me, but I will still continue to buy them online day one.
Also, motion controls, which is what we were just talking about, that was another reason given. And what they said about motion controls was there's a lot of potential there, but people don't use it correctly. The games are not created for the motion controllers very well. It's also basically crappy implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right. There's very few games. If you hear me mention, there's very few games that I play on the Wii that I actually love, meaning I would repeat play them. That would be the one Harry Potter that was out on there,
yep.
And Trauma Center that I love. The rest and
clear.
Yeah, yes, that's my favorite part. We're losing them, Doctor. Clear.
Mommy, why is the cat?
I enjoy playing that too. I think mainly because I jab people in the leg and make them scream. Anyway,
why will a cat come out of the closet? Don't worry about it.
Storing budgets is another reason to hate modern gaming. Mm-hmm. What happened to the good old days when you had more budget and you can come out with a really good game for that?
$2 and a stick of gum, and we made a game that sold $8 million.
That's like rose-colored glasses, though. If you look back at some of those like old games, they're not as nice as you thought they were.
For the time that they came out, were fucking
awesome. Sure, but now it's like, but that's like saying, for the time that cavemen invented the wheel, it was fucking awesome, right? But now we've got planes and we got boats and all those shit.
I'm gonna give you a prime example.
Understand the technology to make the games is not. Back in the caveman days, we have better technology, so making the game should be faster, should be easier. So why is it that the budget is going up exponentially when the technology is keeping pace?
I'll tell you an excellent game that was done on a very small budget, Vampire the Masquerade from Activision. And I will still play that shit today. And that was
right.
It was not the bestest game looking game, but even for the time period, fucking awesome. Even still awesome. Again, I will put it in and play it now. It says Windows 95 on it, but I'm playing that bitch.
Damn right.
I just posted a picture of an iPhone game that's only four years ago. That's what iPhone games looked like.
We're not saying that if you take a game from way back when and compare it to a game now, that it's going to hold up. We're not saying that at all. We're talking about with the technology that we have today, with the technology that's keeping pace with the games, it should not take that much money to make a damn game.
Well, you got to have artists. You've got to have, like, voice actors.
Not, you had to have artists back then, too.
You didn't have to have voice actors. Most of the games were textual-based only, so now you have to add voice actors.
Even some of the older games where you had voice acting, still.
Think about Metal Gear Solid back when it's first made. They had voice actors, but they didn't have nearly as big a budget as they do now, and they have the same actor. So why? And they're not paying him any more money.
I wonder if adjusted for inflation, if they're not didn't pay more back then. I bet.
And then to put it in reverse, okay, Rockstar, who pretty much their budget is always high.
Yeah.
But they don't want to pay their fucking actors.
Yep.
they want them to come back.
All right. Let's move on to the next reason.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What you got?
Casual gaming. And I agree with this wholeheartedly. I despise people who don't really want anything more difficult than you pop onto a game once a day, click, 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 and that's it.
I don't
come
call
back
that casual
8
gaming.
Hours later and then click, click, click.
That is not
done.
That is not casual gaming, and that's not the way it started. We've said this before. The people who started this whole craze was play first, and if you play Diner Dash is head and shoulders above some of this bullshit that they have out. You play Diner Dash, you had to focus. And if you don't believe me, anybody out there that's never played it, I'm going to challenge you right now tonight. You can find it somewhere online for free. I'm betting you on your iPad. And I want you to play it. And when you get up to about level 6, tell me if you didn't stop and say, fuck, wait a minute. These bitches here got to go to this table, but this table is full. And they're mad. And I got 5 seconds before these two. Okay, what am I doing?
Yeah. I might disagree with you on the previous one, but I agree wholeheartedly on this one.
It gets to be a hard game. Whereas
the casual games they're talking about are the ones like the Facebook
Castleville.
Yes. God, you know what? They annoy me so bad because they're just like pushing you to get more friends and just to spam your friends with shit, and I don't want to do that.
Not even the friends thing that bothers me. It's that it is masquerading as a simulator, and it is not. I need some flow charts, motherfucker. I need to know how many oranges I done sold.
Instead of, like, talk to your friends and get one piece of hay to make your hay bale. What the...
Why would I do that if I was running a real farm? Why?
Your donkey is lost. Get a bale of hay to get it back. What the hell is a bale of hay going to do?
Donkeys don't eat no fucking hay.
All right, number 6, the war on used games. And I agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with this. I do not like that companies are now not holding up to allowing used games being sold. I mean, this is how some people get food money. Or, hell, this is how people get money for other games.
Yep.
No comment on this one.
Yeah, because we already had this discussion. Okay, here's my thing on the used game thing. Instead of developers fighting with GameStop and whoever else, you need to be like the record industry. I've said this before. If you resell our game, and it's a used game, you give us $2, you keep $2, or however the fuck you want to do it, but quit arguing about it. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You're
yes,
not going to stop the used games, because even if you go after GameStop, you go after Best Buy, gamers are just going to say, you know what, that's fine, I'll put it up on eBay.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. I actually found a bunch of used games for the Super Nintendo on eBay, and I got them sent to me so I could play it.
Yeah. And then how are you going to stop that? You going to go after the gamers? Is that smart?
One day, probably.
Is
yes. The next one was internet connection, which I don't agree with. That goes right with the online gaming thing. This person who wrote this article was all about single-player games and whatever, dude. You're just antisocial. You're more antisocial
online.
Than me.
Who wrote this online article complaining about having to
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wrote this online article about online gaming. The fourth one I completely agree with, anti-piracy measures.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. They've
gone
overboard.
You guys are taking this way too fucking far, especially when you are going after these people who run these websites like they are some sort of just terrorist criminal. And you're letting all the actual terrorists just run free.
Yes,
what?
We go after Kitten.com and we want to extradite him and put him in jail for life, whereas a rapist who was raping little boys in the locker room only gets 60 years.
LaCour, he raped our intellectual property.
Ridiculous.
You all are fucking crazy. It's ridiculous.
Number three is homogenization. Basically what that means, for those of you that don't know, is how one game pretty much causes a whole bunch of clones to come out.
Yes, because nobody can think of anything else. Because there's an Angry Birds clone that they're actually marketing like they did it themselves.
Mm-hmm. How about DLCs? Downloadable content.
Yes.
I don't mind DLCs, but I don't like day one DLCs. One DLC, I'd be pissed. If he had said DLC, 6 months down the road to a game that you particularly liked a lot but finished all the content in it, I would be like, hey, yeah, DLC, I love it.
I don't mind that either, and I don't like the DLC. They try to charge you the full price of a game.
Right. If you've already paid for the game and this is just an addition to the game you already have, it should not be full price.
I think it should be a fourth. If I pay $60, I pay $10. And again, I must allude back to Rockstar, and that's exactly what they did with GTA.
Yep.
Your DLC was between $15 to $20, depending on something that you wanted to have in the game. If you wanted a good Hell's Angel motorcycle for your guy to ride, then you paid an extra $5. Or if you wanted the gold casing and the GTA real bag to put on your shoulder and carry around, and say, I bought GTA, then you pay your extra. But otherwise, between $15 and $20, and I paid for it. It was a good, and it was actually a good story. It wasn't a plug-in, which used to piss me off. That's what I didn't like about Dragon Age. That's what pissed me off about Dragon Age. I bought none of that DLC.
Yeah.
It was a plug-in. You paid this $40, and it was just a little piece they added on.
It wasn't even long. Like, I expected a whole nother fucking game for the price I paid for it.
Yeah.
I really did. I expected, as long as it took me to go through the first part, I expected it to take me that long in the second part and to have just as many features and just as many things going on, and it wasn't. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're the reason why I didn't buy it. When you told me that, I was like, I thought it was going to be like GTA, because GTA, I got a whole other game, a story, and then at the end, they tied it into the main game, and I was like, oh, damn, that's hot.
Yeah,
that's fucking hot.
Yeah, I picked up Grand Theft Auto 4, and I picked up all the DLCs on sale for $30. So I don't buy them. So if you buy them day one, then you're stupid. I think you're stupid if you buy a DLC day one. But if you wait 6 months and it goes, because it goes on sale for half price.
But theirs wasn't bad to buy day one, is my point. That's why I didn't mind.
I don't pay full price.
Well, they didn't have DLC day one anyway. They didn't do that. There was a good. It was. I don't want to say it was a year. I may be wrong. It's about a year before we got our first DLC from GTA, where they came back and said, "Oh, by the way, remember that guy from the one you were playing? You wonder what happened to him? Bam! Here's his story. Here's some DLC."
I need a top 10 list of pet peeves of gamers that I have. Like, finish your damn catalog of games first before you buy a new one.
Why don't you write one so we can post it on the website?
There you go. Well, I could always record.
Hell, I might do the same thing. Make sure to write pet peeves. What?
Hey, Corey, what's wrong? Are you okay?
You okay, Corey?
Okay.
And the last one, the very last one, I think he's kind of going off on a tangent right now. Publishers, that's what he said. He said the reason that publishers are a good reason to hate modern gaming is because they have their hands in everything, and that pretty much everything we just talked about is because of the publishers. So he's talking about EA, Square Enix, Ubisoft, Sega, Konami, all that stuff.
I think a lot of our publishers are very confused about what they're supposed to be doing, and they cannot figure out how to tie all this shit together when it's obvious. If you have a game, say, like Dragon Age, why is it that if you're going to try to make a Dragon Age thing for, I don't know, for the iPad, why does it have to be a separate game? Why can't it tie in together? Why not on my iPad when I'm out and about, why can't I be crafting things for my Dragon Age characters?
Exactly.
Why? How come when I'm on my droid, how come I don't have, you know, how come I can't be going over maps and plotting quests or send people off to do things while I'm not even playing? Maybe I want Alistair to go off and do this mission or try to and bring something back so that when I come to my game I can play or I've got extra gold. I mean, there's things that they just don't think to tie together, and it could all work together. Why? How come with my droid, if I'm visiting Snow at her house, maybe I should be able to carry my character on my phone and put in her game and bring it back.
That would be badass.
You can do that on the Wii, by the way. But and on PlayStation 3, Xbox is the only people that can't do it yet. Hello, Xbox, catch up. But nobody actually does it on a heavy basis. You can tie all these games together or all these consoles together, but instead they go and say, oh, well, we made Call of Duty. Let's put it on the iPhone too. Because they'll want to play the exact same game on the iPhone.
No, we won't, bitch. I've already done this. Can we at least make it some sort of extension of what's going on? I agree. I mean, especially in something like Dragon Age, what if I want to, like, if I was at a doctor's office, but what if I want to pop into camp and have a little something-something with Alistair? You know what I mean?
Yes. Why can't I do that? And it could be text-based.
Right?
Because it's in the doctor's office. You can't have all that noise.
I can have headphones. Shit. Sorry.
Yes, you're right.
Because, you know, me and Alistair, we got a thing going on.
Me and Alistair got a thing going on.
Okay, you might. You know. Alistair.
You might. You know. Play a female because he ain't like that. Zevron, however, that boy is all over
that
the place. I still can't believe you got him mad at you. I don't even understand how you did that.
You gonna make me go in there and play that game just so I can kill that fucking elf. I hate that fucker.
Anyway, that music means that it is time to go. Tune in tomorrow for the news. I'll be working. Yay.
Work it, girl.
I'm super excited about that shit, although I'm going to get my schedule changed because working all weekend just ain't going to cut it for me. Tune in tomorrow for the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in.
Maybe.
Maybe, depending on how Ginger feels for baby.
Yep.
And tune in on Tuesday for Pixinista. We'll be here. That's right, bitches. Favorite if you like it, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Night, too.
searching for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.